Peak hasn't hung up his space boots. The country's most famous astronaut has revealed he hasn't ruled out returning to space. Major Tim Peak became a household name in 2015 when he became the first British astronaut to visit the space station and to complete a spacewalk. After greeting King Charles at the Harwell Science and Innovation Campus on Friday, where the King opened the UK Space and Defence Gateway, Major Peak spoke of his plans for the future. "I don't think any astronaut hangs up their space boots, and I haven't. Never say never is my opinion." He said there is a chance of going to space again because he is one of the four astronauts working for Axiom Space, based in Houston, Texas, which is planning to fly astronauts to the space station. The new gateway will be a hub for collaboration in the space and defence sectors, including with a focus on sustainability. The King saw models of space technology, including satellites, and spoke with partners of the initiative, including from the European Space Agency, Astroscale, Oxford Space Systems, and Space Solar. He said the organisation's work will ensure that we manage the environment rather better than we've done so far, and I do congratulate you on your efforts. I look forward very much to seeing all the developments that can take place here over the following years. The Sustainable Markets Initiative was established by the King in 2020 when he was Prince of Wales, has announced a partnership with the Harwell Campus to advance its global framework called Astra Carta. Major Peak, who is an ambassador for SMI's Astra Carta initiative, said humans will not be able to leave Earth if it becomes unsafe from space debris. "There's nothing quite as powerful as seeing your home planet from space to give you a completely fresh perspective on the vastness of the universe and how tiny our planet is, and how incredibly thin the atmosphere. We need to protect the environment so we can continually use it." Quite rightly, King Charles recognised the space environment as an incredibly precious environment. I think we can see from today the power the King has and the importance of having him behind these initiatives, because he has the ability to convene people from industry, from academia, from public and private finance, from space defence, and, for example, to get everybody in the same room talking about the issues at hand. The King recognises this is a moment to make sure that if we get it right from the outset, then we will pay dividends for generations to come. The King also spoke to John McCall, who is the only professional astronaut with a physical disability. A British Paralympic sprinter and orthopaedic surgeon was selected by the European Space Agency in 2022. Earlier in the afternoon, the King visited the UK's National Space Laboratory, where he viewed an Earth observation satellite model, a space test chamber, a telescope, and a vibration chamber testing area.